Part 7, Why Pure Blood Was Necessary. Many preachers teach the fall of mankind was the result of disobedience of Adam and Eve by partaking of a literal tree. If eating from a literal tree caused the fall, the only way back would be by eating the fruit from another literal tree, as God's law requires in Exodus 21, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, wound for a wound, etc. Why must the precious blood of Jesus have to be shed for our salvation if it was simply disobedience? Why did sin fall on every generation? Romans 5, verse 12 tells us, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The blood of man had to be involved in the fall of man for God to require pure, innocent, sinless, eternal life blood from his only begotten Son for the remedy of this much more serious transgression. Man was created with pure, eternal life blood, but then something entered and contaminated and made that blood hybrid. This brought a separation from God, causing death to reign in Adam and all of his descendants. God was very specific in Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 through 25, that the earth would bring forth after its kind many times. To try to mix any type of seed is called hybridizing, which produces death. Hybrids are sterile and have no reproductive life, whether they be plants or animals. Examples of seedless watermelons for plant life and mules, a mix of a horse and a donkey, for animal life. All hybrids are against God's natural law of reproduction. This same hybridizing is occurring with the Word of God when mixed with man's interpretations of it, rather than keeping it in its purest form. Thus, it does not produce any life. God's pure written Word, mixed with faith, without doubt, will bring forth exactly what it says every time. In the book of Luke, God compared the mustard seed with faith in his word. It is the smallest seed and cannot mix with other seeds. Compare this to our modern hybrid corn, wheat, and other crops. It stays in its purest form. Luke 17:6 tells us, "And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Adam was to bring forth sons and daughters after his kind to God. Adam was the only creature in the likeness and spiritual image of God at creation. He was created a spiritual being, just as God was. It was not until Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 that God created Adam a flesh body. Remember, God commanded Adam to replenish the earth after his kind while he was still in the spiritual form. God then creates Adam a natural body of which sin entered in through passion. Even though Adam sinned in a natural body, it still caused spiritual death because the spiritual realm is where the commandment was given. He then became separated from God and lost all of his supernatural abilities. We all come into the world perverted and do all manner of evil because of Adam's disobedience. Sin separated him and everyone after him from God. This is why we need to be born again with the pure, sinless blood of Jesus Christ applied to our hearts, so his eternal life redeems us back to the original. Our very nature then changes, as Ezekiel 36 tells us, how he gives us a new spirit and a new heart. Ezekiel 36:26 tells us, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." We now see how the blood of Jesus Christ, by faith, atones for our sins as his very own spiritual DNA flows through our veins. This must be done by faith, as God does everything by faith. He is a faith God, and the scripture says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it is impossible to please him. The only way this proves itself is by the changed life that we live, which comes with the changed nature.